Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Customers love consistency. And in fact, we have to remember that trust is built through consistent behavior over time. When you behave in a consistent manner, or when your company or your sales team behaves in a consistent manner, then the customer comes to trust you. And trust is the highest level of emotion or the highest level of relationship that you can have in the sales cycle. So it's important that your sales team doesn't underpromise and overdeliver. What do I mean by that? Well, we can't consistently be overpromising, promising the world, promising the latest and the greatest, and then not being able to deliver that after the sale is transacted. We have all had that experience as consumers, and nothing is worse than feeling like you've been lied to in the sales process. And let's face it, when we or our teams overpromise in the pre-sales process and then underdeliver, we not only underwhelm the customer, but we cause the customer to believe that they've been lied to. Now, at the same time, you really should be discouraging your sales team from underpromising and overdelivering. Now, why would I say that? Well, if your sales team goes to the customer pre-sale and they underpromise, they downplay availability, they downplay delivery dates, they downplay features and functions, and then when the product is delivered that's better than the customer expected, you've set the bar at a new level. Now, at first, that might seem like a great thing to do. Your customer is overjoyed. You've more than satisfied their requirements. But can you sustain that throughout the life cycle of that customer? Every time now the customer hears you say something, they're going to assume that you can produce more than you said. And that might not be the case. Unfortunately for you, the one time that it's not the case, the customer is disappointed. So the best way to ensure that the customer trusts you throughout the life cycle of your relationship with them is to say what you're going to do, to say what the product can do, or to say what the service can do, and deliver it exactly the way you said you were going to. Or ensure the product delivers exactly the way you said it was going to. When we do that, we ensure that we develop this culture internally where the customer is treated consistently and our teams are treated consistently, and we have the highest levels of trust in all of our relationships. And finally, I'd be remiss to forget to mention this. The mindset of over-delivering can not only be costly to your business, it can also undermine the relationship. Not only will over-delivering erode the relationship and potentially cause you to lose revenue, it undermines the relationship you have with a client because the bar is set higher than the client originally expected. And so now what happens? The client expects you to over-deliver. And when you don't, they think, well, what happened? The last time you added value. The last time you added products, the last time you were faster in your service, and now you're not. Unfortunately, with over-delivering, the client starts to demand those extras every time you do business, and that can erode your profits and erode your relationships. And finally, I'd be remiss not to mention this. Say what you're going to do and do it exactly the way you said you were going to.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.